And this is a poem, I kind of wrote it in almost in one go. I think I did actually write it pretty much in one go. I put it aside, completely forgot about it. Then my wife Elspeth was sitting by the computer one day. I just came across it and I just started reading it to her. She said, that's good, you should use that. So this is, it's kind of a manifesto of life. It was written sort of probably 10 years ago. So it was me 10 years ago, and some of it may apply to you, some of it may not, but this is a very personal manifesto of life. It's called What It's About. You know what it's about? It's about time. You know what it's about? It's about loss. Do you know what it's about? It's about how resilient human beings can be. It's about time and loss and how resilient human beings can be. It's about how things should have been and how they turned out. It's about disappointments and the mess that life has become. It's about the wasted hours and the mistakes, the words that just came out, that were always going to come out. It's about the wasted years before the words came out. It's about finally telling the truth and consequences of same. It's about the pain. It's about regretting and then later not regretting the mistakes. It's about missing someone. When you're in the supermarket, looking at the clothes section, this poxy little clothes section, and you see a metal stand with hooks and some cheap clothes hanging off of it, and it reminds you. It opens a door inside your brain. The key is always something so simple, and it opens the locked room. The room you'd sort of decided you wouldn't go into for a while. It opens that door and just gives you a quick peek. It's missing people who aren't coming back. It's about carrying on without them, even though life seems a bit pointless now. And it's about the freedom of not caring about things that don't matter. It's about getting a new perspective. It's about dancing alone in the moonlight to the song inside your head. And it's about friends on the other side, sensing them somewhere just behind you where you can't quite turn around far enough to see. And it's about the fear that you'll get to the end of your life and say, I wish I'd taken more risks. I wish I'd had more sex. I wish I'd made more mistakes. It's about holding out your hand to take the blows. It's about taking the tours and looking the teacher full in the eye. It's about being you with all your weaknesses and still just about managing to look the bully in the eye. It's about being here now and giving yourself plenty of time for play and not apologizing. It's about having somewhere else to go, but staying on for a while. It's about getting the hell out of the place where love is not, even when you have nowhere else to go. It's about not doing anything for a while, waiting for a wind instead of using the oars. It's about William Blake and Joni Mitchell and Matthew Arnold's Scholar Gypsy. It's about Philip Larkin and René Magritte and Jackson Brown and Michael Lunick's Ducks. And that one teacher, that one lover, that one relative who died before you were born. It's about being alone and not minding, because there are all these other lonely ones you touch sometimes. It's about the place where you go to walk and think, the place where you touch the earth, and how you know that place, and it reveals itself to you in animals and flowers and trees. It's about looking out for Jesus in every human situation, and when you don't see him, thinking, okay, so now it's my turn to be Jesus. It's about parents and children and guys who ride motorbikes into trees. It's about your friend who's really an artist, your child who's really an artist, your mother who's really an artist, your father who's really an artist. It's about working together, weeping together, singing. It's really about singing. It's about letting the mystery be allowing it to just sit there and resisting the temptation to explain it away. It's about not needing to be right. It's about saying, I don't know what the fuck it is about, but I find myself here and I think perhaps I chose to be here. It's about trusting what you cannot understand. It's about trying to understand the unlovable. It's about loving yourself and forgiving yourself, making yourself smile. It's about laughing every day. It's about knowing when to shut up and when to keep talking. It's about taking responsibility and knowing how to let go. It's about accepting reality and realizing you've made most of it up. It's about your desert island discs. It's about you and me. It's about what you think it's about. It's about time and loss and how human beings can be. It's about how we love a challenge. It's about time past and time left and the tiny sliver in between the two where we live. It's about time and loss. It's about time. Thank you very much. Good night.
Incomparable, life-enhancing Richard Medrington.